This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning. How you doing? Happy almost New Year. It's already New Year in New Zealand. God bless these people. And we've got a little time to go here before New Year's Eve. I'm excited to see the ball drop and then the extra ball drop celebrating the 250th anniversary of America. That's going to be very, very exciting.
And the ball is red, white, and blue this year. It's actually patriotic.
Love it.
Maybe some of the liberals will protest and say they won't go to Times Square because they're mad it's patriotic. They hate the country.
Nice. That would, you know what? What if they threw a party and no liberals showed up? It'd be a lot better, don't you think?
It wouldn't be bad.
It wouldn't be bad. All right, Zoran Mondami. He has now announced that he is appointing a lawyer by the name of Ramzi Qassem, who defended Al-Qaeda terrorist Ahmed al-Darbi in court. He's appointed this guy as the city's top attorney. They're getting what they voted for, aren't they? Wait, yes, they are.
Did you see who he appointed for FDNY, the commissioner?
Yes, I did. I'd love to see her actually fight a fire. I don't think she could. Never I guess has. She's what? It was an EMT or something.
EMS for, I mean, a couple decades. She's got experience with the department, no doubt, but she's never been a firefighter, so she's never actually fought a fire.
Never climbed a ladder, never done anything like that. Okay, well, hopefully it won't. It's a DEI. Can we just stop for a second and say, would you want a job that they called you to do just because you were a female? Oh, we got to get a girl in here. Let's get Kim.
No, I want to know that I have the job because I'm qualified and I'm the best person to do it.
Thank you. I don't know any women who want a job just because they're females or because they're gay or anything. Why would you want that? Because everyone's going to question and say, well, the only reason you're here is to be a Pete Buttigieg is because, I mean, he's never accomplished anything. He was only hired because basically elected because he was gay. Because you're a bad person if you don't vote for this guy. Oh, okay. What are his qualifications? None. And obviously, I'm sure he's going to run for president at some point, but he's not qualified to do anything.
I just hope that all these people who are all in favor of this DEI hiring stuff that we see going on, that they are with a surgeon who, you know, is a DEI hire and really doesn't know what he or she is doing, or a DEI pilot. This is my first flight. I've actually never even really finished my training, my coursework. But I felt like my skin color or whatever the case may be was me being a woman qualified me to be able to fly your plane today. Please go ahead and buckle up and enjoy the ride.
And it's insulting when you have a DEI hire like her or other people who get hired because they fit a certain criteria, check a box. It's insulting to the people who are gay or female or anything but a white male who are enormously qualified and competent. It's insulting to them. Because now everyone's going to question them if they get hired, even though they're competent, when somebody else who wasn't just got hired because they checked a box.
And haven't you noticed more and more with the left, like with someone, Zoran Mamdani in this case, where it's not enough to just check one box, right? He had to check multiple boxes because it's all about intersectionality, where it's how oppressed are you? How big of a victim are you? So in this case, Lillian Bonsignore or whatever, the FDNY commissioner, who, by the way, she and Mamdani officially take over tomorrow. Let that sink in. She's a woman. There you go. Check one box. Oh, and also she's gay. Check two boxes.
Right. Got to check multiple boxes. He's got a guy he's appointing now also. First of all, he's got a guy who's defended terrorists. All right. Now he's got a guy named Stephen Banks, who's a self-proclaimed social justice attorney as corporation counsel, and a woman who's a deputy mayor for Health and Human Services. But, you know, ultimately, a social justice attorney, you should be a justice attorney. You should be concerned about justice for both sides. That's what you should be concerned about, not social justice. We all know what that means. Unbelievable. Now, well, just to give you a little history on this, Qassem, he represented anti-Israel activist and Columbia student Mahmoud Khalil, who was arrested by ICE for his alleged role in leading anti-Semitic demonstrations on campus. He's since been released, though his case is going. But the point is, you know, these are the kind of people that he wants to. Anything that's anti-America, anti-Israel, we're good with that. Announcing the appointment, quoting this from Fox, Mamdani said, "I will turn to Ramsey for his remarkable experience and his commitment to defending those two." Here it comes. "Too often abandoned by our legal system." No, 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 no. Victims come in all colors. Victim, you know, you could be anybody and be a victim, but I love that. "Too often abandoned by our legal system. So therefore, the minute you take the case, you've decided because this person represents a group that you think has been abandoned by the legal system." I mean, this is terrible, but that's what they voted for in New York City. I don't feel sorry for them at all. Well, not even a slight bit.
Let's see if some of these bigger companies decide to leave New York City, or that would be big for some of them to actually pull out and say, "I'm not going to be here anymore," because that would be challenging. But maybe some of these larger companies that had planned to open a brick and mortar in New York City say, "Hey, I'm going elsewhere," because that's really going to have an impact on the city as a whole. And I'd also be very curious to see how, with that being said, how he plans to pay for these free bus rides that he wants to offer.
Right.
And free childcare. Yeah.
Yeah, free everything.
Well, he
free.
Could probably get that in Minnesota.
I like free, though. Free's good. Free sounds good to me. I mean, I think that's good. I feel sorry for the people who didn't vote for him, who have grown up in New York City. I mean, New York City is a great place in a lot of ways. It's very fun to visit and things like that. I don't think I could live there, but it's a very cool place. I have friends, wonderful people in California who don't vote for this nonsense. They do not vote for all these Democrats. They did not vote for Newsom. They don't want this stuff, and they continue to get slammed, and they don't want to leave the place they've lived all their life because of bad policies. That's a problem. So one of the other thing I wanted to mention about Mamdani, he said, "My sincere hope is that New Yorkers," are you ready, "who have long felt on the margins of the city, the homeless veterans straining to survive, the patients searching for care they need, an immigrant trying to get by, will feel they now have leaders in their corner who understand their struggles and care to fight for them." Once again, I think we should always be concerned about people who are underprivileged, people who are, you know, have their backs against the wall. I get that, but not when you're, you know, not paying attention to justice. Listen to this, though. Kassem is the founder of the Creating Law Enforcement Accountability and Responsibility Act, a project that, according to its website, here it goes, has a mandate to support Muslim and all other client communities and movements in the New York City area and beyond that are targeted by local, state, or federal government agencies under the guise of national security and counterterrorism. We know what that means.
It's not surprising that's who he's picking. There was a,
of course not.
There was a report from the Anti-Defamation League that came out earlier this week that says at least 20% of his appointees have been connected to anti-Zionist activist groups, such as Students for Justice in Palestine.
I'd love to see somebody in a Middle Eastern country pick a gay woman to run anything, an openly gay woman. See, that's the thing that's so funny about it, because, you know, that is, you know, not put up with in the Middle Eastern countries.
Something I just saw this morning on social media, and I haven't tried this out for myself, so I can't speak to the legitimacy of it. However, it said that if you ask ChatGPT to generate an image of Jesus romantically kissing another man, it will do that.
Did
you see that?
Mm-hmm.
And then you ask for, hey, can you do the same with Muhammad?
Mm-hmm.
And it won't do it.
Right.
I want to try that out. I'm just curious. Yeah, it's kind of weird, but it is interesting if that is true.
I like ChatGPT for some things, but the way I have it set up, everything it gives me has to have some kind of documentation of whatever it says. I still don't trust it for every news story. I'll ask it other things, but I don't trust it with every news story because sometimes it's not accurate. I mean, you've always got to check multiple sources. We all should do that all the time.
I use it for dumb things, not anything news related. Like, does this look good here? What can I do with this? But really pointless stuff.
No, I did that. I had a piano in my house. It was my dad's piano. And I took a picture of the corner I wanted to move it to because, you know, moving a piano back and forth is not a small thing. And so I took a picture of the corner and said, tell me what this corner would look like with a black upright piano in it. And it did.
It does cool stuff.
It does cool stuff like that. But yeah, I wouldn't trust it. I wouldn't want to have philosophical conversations with it or anything like that, obviously. And people do, though. I read a story today about somebody who's using that instead of therapy. And her therapist is actually on board with it. She's doing the therapy, too, but she's finding ChatGPT to be better for therapy than her therapist in some ways.
How do you use ChatGPT as therapy? Ask it questions?
I guess you do. And what I've noticed about ChatGPT is it'll always say, oh, you're asking the right questions. Oh, yes, you're spot on with that. So it basically, you know, it's like having, you know, we don't have people, you and I don't have people like Congress people do when they have like eight people around them going, oh, yes, you're right about that. You're asking good questions. Yes, Senator. Yes, right. Now we have ChatGPTs. It tells us we're great all the time. It's perfect.
So it affirms you. That's what they want.
It affirms you. That's what it comes down to.
So that's therapy.
That's therapy. Yeah, you're doing great. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yeah.
Sounds like a terrible therapist.
Yeah, it does. Doesn't sound like somebody who's actually holding you accountable for anything, but that's not what it's there for, because if they did that in ChatGPT, you wouldn't come back.
That's not what people want.
They want to keep you hooked. That's right. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox. Happy New Year almost. Happy last day of 2025. I'm ready for 2026. I've already bought my calendar. For 2026, got some stuff on it already. That's always good. That's always a hopeful sign that you're feeling good about next year when you buy those things in advance, right?
I have definitely not done that. I don't think I've ever really had a calendar that I carry around. But you know what? Maybe this is the year. Maybe I'll finally do that.
I like a hard copy of things. I just do. I'm old school. I mean, I put it in my phone, of course. But I like a hard copy because you just never know if something's going to go awry with the phones. Usually they don't. Like when I get up to do this show, because I have to get up at 1 o'clock in the morning, I'll have my husband set the alarm, his alarm, for like 15 minutes after. I never oversleep. I've never done it ever in my entire career. But I always, you know, just in case the phone doesn't go off, right, then there's the other alarm.
Well, I had my phone not last night, the night before, I guess, where I had it on the charger. It's one of those chargers where you set it on there. It's not the one that you plug in. And I'm always OCD about that, making sure before I go to sleep, okay, it's on the charger, it's charging. Well, something must have happened. I don't know if I knocked it in my sleep. I have no idea. But I woke up and it had 18%. And my phone is one of the older models of the iPhone. And it cannot hold a charge for the life of itself. And I was, I mean, had it been sitting there for probably another 45 minutes to an hour, it probably would have been completely dead. And then you never would have been able to get a hold of me.
That's the scary thing. That's the problem with it. Just want to mention something. You had briefly mentioned this yesterday. We didn't have a lot of details on it at the time. But there was a murder-suicide yesterday, and a man shot and killed his ex-girlfriend and her new boyfriend, and then he shot himself during a stand-up. I don't want to be so heavy this morning. There's a larger point I want to make talking about this. This young lady and her new boyfriend were in a car, and then they were shot by her ex-boyfriend, and then ultimately he killed himself when the police arrived, this and that. What I don't understand about, and this is you know, we see it happening more and more, read these stories every single day. What I don't understand is if somebody's not into you, where does it go wrong? Are you, is it, you know, in your psychological, I don't know, your psychological development, where does it go wrong that you can't accept somebody moving on? I mean, you may get mad, especially if, and I don't think that's the situation here. I don't have no way to know. Even if somebody's cheating on you, I mean, at what point do you just not say, okay, they're not into me and move on with your life? It's so weird that people can't seem to do that.
Well, emotions take over and people become very illogical and get incredibly angry, and it's like you're not even yourself, right? And that's what's really scary about it, because so many of these murder suicides, it's not so many of them, but it seems as though a good percentage of them end up being some sort of a love triangle,
right? Something like that happens, and I can understand why people absolutely can't stand it, but I just don't. I mean, not only have you killed them, your life's over too. Is it really? I've never thought my life is over some guy in my entire life. I don't get why people can't. It's just, it's odd to me that people can't. And women do it too. I'm not putting it on the men.
Well, think about
it. It just seems very strange.
I think about the cases where the father or the mother kills the family, the husband or the wife and the right. children, and then turns right. it on themselves. Like, that is really hard for me to wrap my brain around. But yeah, a lot of just mental health issues, and just speaks to how broken we are.
I think there are a lot of things. People are starting to get very frustrated with a lot of things in life now. And maybe they just don't have the skills that they... I think it comes down to me as a Christian. I think it comes down to people who just don't give it to God. We've all been screwed over. There's nobody who can say, I've never had a bad thing happen, or somebody's never done me wrong. But you just have to move on, give it to God, and move on with your life. But there's so many people who don't ever do that, and they feel like they're in control of what's happening. It's so wrong. And this, of course it's wrong. There's injustice every day. But the idea that you would take your whole family out, although sometimes when people do that, it's because they feel like they feel hopeless in their situation.
Well,
they don't want to leave their family behind, I guess.
The Texas teen, I guess she's 19 or about to be 19, and there had been a search for her since Christmas Eve. And then now they found her, they believe it to be her body in a field not too far from her home. And they're saying, don't suspect foul play. They think maybe she ended her own life. And it's just
beautiful,
it's
girl.
So sad.
Just this gorgeous little girl, 19 years old. And the crazy thing about that case was she and her mom were sleeping in the bed together, and her mom heard her get up at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And then, I mean, it breaks my heart. I mean, we've all been teenagers, and you think that things are so important and things are such a big deal. And when certain things happen, it seems like your life is over. I mean, I certainly had moments where I felt like that as a teenager. And I guess, I don't know, here's this beauty. You look at her, she's a beautiful girl, and apparently did well in school and everything else, had her whole life ahead of her. I don't understand it.
That's what you hear so often, though, is someone who seemingly has a really good life, and we think everything's great, and they have a wonderful family, and they're all happy. And those end up being sometimes the darkest stories, right? And it just goes to show that when you're talking to someone, you see all the highlight reel, as they call it on social media, you really never know what's actually going on. People can fake it really, really well. I mean,
it's
how
true.
Many times, Heidi, have you had been going through something really challenging, and you go on the air with the radio, and people would never know? I can't tell you.
No, that's not what we're here to do.
Yeah, I mean... Obviously, I was very trans. I'm not trying to, again, bring the mood down, but I was very. Anyone who listens to the show regularly could probably tell in the way, and Ethan can speak to this, can probably tell in the way I was acting right after my mom died. I was just different. I was very low energy. I was coming in. I was very quiet. Normally, I'm yapping a lot during commercial breaks, and I just kind of kept to myself. But typically, that's the hardest thing I've ever gone through. But typically, especially when I worked in TV, go through some very hard things, and you might be crying right before the live shot, and the camera goes on, and you'd have no clue, and you're smiling, and it's like people think everything's hunky dory, and that's just not it.
Right. That's not, well, obviously that's not what we're paid to do. People would always ask me when I did a full-time morning show, they'd say, well, how do you sound so spunky in this? How do you do that? And because I'd come in on an hour or two of sleep sometimes, all of us do who do mornings. That's not what I'm paid to do. I'm not paid to drag my butt in here and sound like I just got out of bed. Doesn't matter if I'm tired or not. I mean, that's what we're doing a show, and we believe what we're talking about, but we're doing a show, and you expect us to be spunky and talk about things that are interesting and that kind of thing. Yeah, it's hard. But when you see people on Facebook and they have all these, you're right, all this stuff that's just, it's all curated. The life, it's not the real life. And you think when somebody's beautiful, they have it all together. And that, to me, a lot of times it's worse being extra pretty, because you have all kinds of extra pressures on you that are, that you don't have if you're just average.
It's keeping up with the Joneses, right?
Right, right. You're pretty, but you're not as pretty as so-and-so. I mean, when you it's like, I was reading a story this morning about all these yachts that show up in St. Bart's, right? And that yours is 200 feet. Mine's 210 feet. Yours is 300 feet. I mean, these guys, and they're basically, it's the world they live in. But if you're a pretty girl, an exceptionally pretty girl, and I know a few, but most of the ones I know, exceptionally pretty, I wouldn't trade my life with theirs for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple marriages, all kinds of different things. And I don't know why. Maybe it's because they, have had extra pressures on them. I just don't know why. But it's very, it can be very difficult for people to manage life. And then when you're extra pretty, then you're in another category of people who are extra pretty. And then you're not as pretty as that one or that one. Or, it's just very, very different. The whole world's just... very shallow. And especially if you get on social media and people get attacked by complete strangers. If a complete stranger attacks me on social media, I go, I don't care because I'm an adult. And when I used to do cable hits, I was on MSNBC more than Fox. And I actually liked it better because I'd be like, put them up. You know, it was fun. And they were always nice to me. Everyone was nice to me there except Joy. She's a witch. Everyone else was nice to me. But I'd literally get, I'd pull the IFB out of my ear. I'd go get in my car and the text would start, or the you know, the X stuff. You're ugly. You're stupid. You're blah, 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 blah. And I would just go, yeah, I don't care. But if you're 19 years old and someone's tearing you apart, you're 13. And they're already telling you, you know, you're fat or you're too skinny or you're whatever. It's called. I mean, it's much tougher now because people are coming at you from all over the place. You don't even know these people.
That's
and,
just
and
it.
As, you know, that's we the, can process it.
That's what's so hard for a lot of these people who are growing up in the age of social media. Didn't start when they were in high school or college or even after. They're growing up and it's a thing already. And kids younger and younger are getting access to these apps.
I know. I don't even respond to these people anymore. Once in a while, I've said on X, let me check my list of people whose opinion matters. Oh, you're not on it. I mean, I can do that. I don't care what a complete stranger thinks. But these kids today, it's much, much harder on them. Very sad. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
First in for Mark Cox. How you doing? Nicole Murray is going to be joining us coming up here this morning with Gordon Deal. That happens in just a few moments. You're not going out tonight, are you, Kim? Miss Kim on New Year's Eve?
If you call going out, going to our friend's home, yes. But it's a few of us who we all have kids around the same age and we're just getting together. We will definitely not be staying up until midnight. What about you?
No, I'm not staying up until midnight. Are you kidding me? I can't do it anymore. I mean, from where I live, I can look out of my house, walk out in my street and see the fireworks that Vegas is going to shoot off from like 10 locations. See, the difference between us and everybody else is we shoot them off from the top of the buildings. It's pretty darn cool.
Yeah, people here in St. Louis just shoot each other.
Yeah, we do. It's a very cool thing. I will say, I'm not going to brag, but it's very cool. But I won't be awake to see it. I'll have to watch the replay tomorrow. Nicole Murray's here from This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And happy New Year's Eve to you.
Yeah, you going out and partying tonight, Nicole, or what?
I am going to try to make it to midnight. I'm going to try. But, like, that's a really big maybe.
I know, right? What's happened to us, Nicole? We're all just boring and old, and we don't want to stay up late.
And going to be wearing sweatpants. I'm not even going to be wearing nice clothes tonight. So, you know,
I don't miss the days, though, of college, you know, where you would have to have a special outfit for New Year's Eve. Not that you wouldn't do that necessarily as an adult if you're going to some party, because I know there are some cool parties for New Year's Eve. But, you know, I don't miss that.
Oh, I do. I kind of love getting the dress, like getting dressed up and feeling pretty. Like I've had a lot of trips this year, so you got to cut back somewhere. But when I dress up, I can.
You can make your sweatpants fancy. Just wear some nice earrings, do your makeup and hair, and rock the sweatpants.
I am not doing my makeup and hair. Are you crazy?
Wear some sparkly tennis shoes and call it a night, you know?
Literally. All right, let's dive right in. So futures are slightly lower. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials lost 94. The NASDAQ down 55. The S&P 500 down 9. David Hoffman, the Florida-based billionaire and Washington, Missouri native, is leading a $50 million deal with the owner of the Post-Dispatch newspaper to buy a controlling stake in the chain and become its chairman. As part of the deal, Lee CEO Kevin Mowbray is resigning with a $1.5 million payout. Procure, a gift boutique at the City Foundry in Midtown, has announced that it will close at the end of January. Operated by the women's creative, Procure sells clothing, jewelry, soaps, stickers, and more from local women-owned businesses. The Federal Reserve has released minutes from its highly divisive meeting earlier this month. Officials expressed a variety of opinions during the December 9th to 10th meeting, but ultimately, the Federal Open Market Committee approved a quarter percentage cut by a 9-3 vote. The move lowered the key funds rate to a range of 3.5% to 3.75%. Realtor.com says the typical home buyer now needs 7 years to save for a down payment. Mortgage News Daily reports the average interest rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage is currently at 6.19%. Active listings are now at about 12% higher than they were a year ago. The standard mileage rate for the business use of a car, truck, van, or other vehicle will increase by 2.5 cents in 2026. The IRS announced that beginning January 1st, the standard mileage rate for a qualifying vehicle will be 72.5 cents per mile. That's up 2.5 cents from 2025. And finally, I know we just discussed, but here we go again. Data says that only 43% will stay up past midnight every New Year's Eve. Do you think you will make it until the ball drops? Which we established. No.
No, we are not. Let's go back to the post-disgrace, as Mark Cox calls it, the post-disgrace. So now it's going to have a new owner, so maybe they can fix their website. I sent Kim something the other day. I was looking at a news story. I was signed in, and it still said, would you like to subscribe? This is only for subscribers. I mean, it's the worst website for a newspaper I've ever seen. Possibly it could be improved now with a new owner.
All right. Well, hopefully, fingers crossed, that's their New Year's resolution.
We'll let Kim make snarky comments about that. We don't expect you to, Nicole. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole. Have a good 2026.
Thank you so much, guys.
Appreciate that. All right. What do you think, Kim? A new owner will help with the website?
Well, that is one of the bigger issues, because how many people are actually getting a hard copy of the paper? That's kind of becoming obsolete. In fact, they discontinued, or they closed down one of their printing sites or something?
Yeah, I think so.
So they're not printing very many because everyone's gone digital. But here's the other thing. If you are trying to, for example, get an article, get some news story from the Post-Dispatch, well, if you have the paywall there, which they do, then guess what? You just go to Channel 4, Channel 5, and Fox 2, and you get it there. Maybe it's not as in-depth or KMOX. That is what I am a little surprised about, how these different organizations have been able to maintain the paywall, is because guess what? There's other outlets that are going to have something similar that you can access without having to pay.
Exactly right. I mean, and those of us who do news all day long understand millions of ways to get around paywalls. We know how to do this. But, you know, why don't you just get some advertisers like radio does? Radio's still free. We don't charge you to tune in.
Well, we should pocket it, Heidi.
Well, we should. Yeah, we should. But I don't understand. And some of these websites that are constantly asking for paywalls just tells you that they can't get any sponsors.
Yeah. Why don't we have people offer us tips, just like every other business wants tips these days? For listening, right, and you like what you're hearing, you give us, you know, you Venmo us like a 40% tip, because that's what Great Clips thinks that you should be tipping for a $22 haircut.
You talked about that yesterday. That was insane. So $22 to get your son's haircut.
Something like that.
40% was an option on the tip thing?
I think it started like 25% was the lowest suggested. You obviously can do a custom tip, but that was the suggested one, and then it went up from there.
Yeah. That's 45%.
It was something like that. I mean, it was to the point where I was like, this is a joke. This is embarrassing that you even think that this is something I should be tipping on, this haircut.
Right. Well, maybe that's what they need to do with the post-disgrace. Maybe do a tip jar or something like that.
Please help us. We're poor.
Please help us. We need to hire somebody for the website. It's awful. Even if you're signed in, they still want to throw that paywall up. It's ridiculous. They have to go out of it, go back into it. I mean, come on, people. I don't know how many people nationally even get a newspaper anymore. I have no idea. I like a physical newspaper. I personally do. And my paper, where I live, they won't let you just get the online version, which I think is crap. And I'm not sure why that is.
Wait, so you're saying you have to have the online subscription, but to pay something additional, and you have to get the hard copy?
Yes, you have to get the hard copy. They won't let you just have the online version of it, which is ridiculous. I don't understand that. I don't know how many jurisdictions do that. I happen to like a hard copy of the paper. I like to sit there in the morning, get up early, and sit and read. I like to read a physical paper, but obviously most of the news I read over the course of the day is on either my phone or on my computer. The vast majority of it is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm checking a lot of different sites on my phone or my laptop. I can't remember the last time I've actually read a newspaper. I mean, I grew up watching my parents read the newspaper, right? It was who's going to go out and get the newspaper? And now that's right. not something that kids are even dealing with. I mean, how many kids have been asked who or what? Under what age, you think? Like the Gen Zers, 25 50, and under?
Cut it off at 50.
But I mean, 25 and under, they would not have grown up. Maybe 20 and under would never have grown up with their parents saying, hey, go get the newspaper, or training the dog to go get the newspaper.
Yeah, right. Or some. Yeah, they don't. I don't. It's just not a thing. It used to be a thing. It, you have your coffee, have your cigarette, and read your newspaper.
Coffee and cig at 7 a.m. Yum. I've never understood that. Why does this? When I see people smoking at 7 a.m., I'm thinking, how is that appealing right now? Like, I get that you're addicted, but how is that appealing? As I'm sure people are listening to me right now in their car at 6:42, smoking a cig. I'm
First
talking to
thing
you.
In the morning. It's you know, it's an addiction. I think, Ethan, you a hard copy guy or do you bother?
No.
You don't bother?
No. Everything almost everything I do now is digital.
Yeah, I think that's most of us. Yeah, I don't know why they force you to take the hard copy of the paper. I'm not sure if they're trying to keep people employed or if they're trying to make sure they still have some revenue from the ads they put in the newspaper. Because who looks at the ads on an online newspaper? You know, when you go through like the circular, they call it, right? Who goes through all that stuff? The comics, the this, the that, the ads for this, the ads for... I don't do that.
It seems like a waste of money that they're still printing the hard copy and taking mm-hmm. the time to deliver it, which means they have to pay someone to deliver it, right. pay to print it.
I actually get no mad sense. Because they still throw like the free paper into our yard.
Which free paper?
I don't...
Some small one?
Yeah, it's in Jeffco. And it's like... Please stop throwing this in my yard.
So then who pays for that? Maybe that's a dumb question.
Know.
But that can't be like tax, unless it's something that the county's doing, that can't be taxpayer money, right? Unless it's somehow subsidized because they feel like people need to be informed.
It could. What was the one? There was one out there in St. Charles. It's very similar. It's mm-hmm. almost like the Leader, which is an online one.
I mean, you can get them, the free ones, usually at the grocery store, they have that section where you can pick up a free paper, but we certainly don't get one thrown at our house. Interesting.
Yep.
Remember back when you were a kid and your parents had the Reader's Digest?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Or the TV Guide.
Oh,
Remember
the TV Guide,
things?
Yeah. The phone book.
The phone book.
That was the original booster seat was the giant phone book. I remember that, stacking phone books up so I could be at the table.
The phone book, yeah. Like, we don't have those anymore. Yeah, it's just all changed a lot. And it's, you know, some of it's for the better, some of it's not. But, well, hopefully the Post-Dispatch will improve if they can hire somebody to actually, you know, fix their website. Because it is, I can't tell you how many times I've gone in there to look for news, especially when I'm doing this show, or Annie's show, or Mark Reardon's show. And, you know, hello, click, 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 click. Oh, no, you're not. Yes, I am. I'm right here. You just acknowledged that I'm logged in, and now you're telling you're putting up the paywall again.
Don't hold your breath that this is going to get better.
Yeah, I know. It's probably hard to find. Good help's hard to find. Maybe they should get an AI chat bot to do that instead, right?
Probably be better.
Well, that's going to be happening pretty soon. A lot of those jobs are going to be gone as AI takes over more and more of what all of us do. But I'm not quite there yet, but pretty close. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, the Patriots wide receiver Stephon Diggs is accused of assault. He is categorically denying the allegations, according to his lawyer. But he's accused of assaulting a woman who worked for him. And this happened on the same exact day, ironically, that his brother, who played Trayvon Diggs,
yeah.
who plays for the Cowboys, the same day that he was cut from the team.
Bad day for the family.
Bad day for the family. I thought I heard that their other brother was arrested, which he has a kind of a lengthy, or at least, I don't know if maybe you don't call it lengthy, but he definitely has a criminal record. But I think his other brother may have been arrested on the same day, too. A lot going on for the Diggs family.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Well, apparently the person who's accused was a chef or something.
I heard that.
Yeah, and at first the person didn't want to press charges, and then now they've come out, they want to press charges. I mean, what? I'll give the person credit for one thing, which is that she apparently quit her job after she had the altercation with him. A lot of times they'll stick around for another 6 months or a year or 2 years.
And then make the claim. Yeah, it says
exactly.
He slapped her and choked her.
Yeah.
At his home.
Over money or something.
That's nice.
And from going from one Patriot to another, it looks like people all over the internet are speculating that Tom Brady may have had plastic surgery. Have you seen this, Heidi?
No, he's got a bad hairpiece, though, but I didn't know about the plastic
Dang.
Surgery.
Yeah.
He does. He has a hairpiece. Come on. That's not news.
There is a picture out of him, and he, let's say he looks different.
Okay. When did he slide that in? When he's been doing games every week?
Well, he's recently divorced.
Yeah.
So that tends,
It might be something just as easy as getting Botox, too. So if his face
sure
tightens
those people
up and
get Botox.
Like makes your face look weird.
Don't you think
a
lot of men get it?
With Botox. I'm sorry. Come on. Can we just not?
Women get
it. I don't know any men getting it.
I think that women get it and they'll admit to it, but more men get it. They just don't ever talk about it. I bet you anything. People in Hollywood, people in the media like Tom Brady, whose face is plastered all over TVs everywhere, up close.
Okay.
Maybe if you're in those positions, but no man I know has gotten Botox.
That's
admitted. Al Michaels doesn't have Botox. You know, all these other guys who've been doing this announcing forever. You know, you're not a leading man actor. I mean, it's okay to age, for heaven's sake.
Right.
You don't see Troy Aikman doing that. You don't see Joe Buck doing that unless they've done. You know, listen, good work is good work, but you don't see these other guys doing that. From what I've seen, Tony Romo, you don't see them doing it.
Yep. All right. So Resume Genius ranked the 10 most dangerous jobs in the U.S. in 2025, and they ranked them by fatality rates and salaries. So what would you say is the number one most dangerous job?
I would say that tow truck driver's up there, but I don't know that it's number one.
They say garbage collector.
Okay.
Median salary is about $48,000.
Wow.
It says that... Well, it doesn't specify why, but I would assume it's because, well, wouldn't they be at risk of someone hitting them?
Traffic hazards.
Yeah, traffic hazards.
Well, that's the tow truck drivers. You've got your back to traffic trying to save somebody on the highway. It's amazing how many people get killed doing that. What are some of the others?
Number two, logging worker. Number three, roofer. That doesn't surprise me at all. Number four, truck driver. Five, firefighter. Six, iron and steel workers. Seven, police and detectives. Eight, farm manager. That's a little surprising. Mm-hmm. I guess not, depending on what you're doing.
Dealing with cows.
Well, and in grain bins, too. I covered a lot of grain bin deaths in Iowa. When I was working there, which was awful. Yeah, I won't go into detail. Number nine, electrical power line technician. Not surprising. Number 10, pilot with a median salary at $198,000.
We'll talk next hour about. Did you see the Southwest pilot showing his pay stub?
I saw that.
We'll get to that. Yeah. How much did you say the pilots make?
The median salary says $198,000, just over.
Not if they're flying for Southwest. But we'll talk about
that
coming
one.
Up next hour. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you're into astronomy, we have got a bunch of events that's going to take place this new year. Coming up, there's going to have several supermoons, which are series of larger appearing full moons, including the Wolf Moon. There's going to be a bunch of eclipses. There's a total lunar eclipse scheduled to happen in March, and then there's a solar eclipse that will actually happen in February. And then on top of that, you're going to have a bunch of meteor showers. So if you're into astronomy and you like looking up at the stars, you got a lot to look forward to this year.
Okay, very cool.
Now, those are never as cool, though, in person. They hype them all up, you know, and then when you actually are out there looking, they're not that cool. The only thing that was cool was that we could see the Northern Lights this year.
Yeah.
Although, you could still see it with the naked eye, but then when you held your phone and you took a picture, it appeared a lot cooler. You remember that? That was recent.
Yeah, we
just
had another one that just happened where you could do that.
I always forget about those things. They remind you. But also, I'm not going to be one of those people who sets my alarm for 2 a.m. just so I can wake up and see it.
You
no
should
thanks.
Be up by then anyway, getting ready for work.
Not that early. About an hour later. So the owner of a New Jersey vintage guitar store says that two mandolins had been stolen and this thief snuck them into his jacket. Well, he was caught on the store surveillance video doing so, and I guess the video made its way around the internet and, you know, realized that he had been caught more or less on camera. So he ends up having a change of heart and he returns the items to the store with an apology note. Can you imagine?
Well, like
4
you're
days later.
To, like your mom makes you do when you're 12 and you steal candy from the store, right? That's how it's supposed to go.
You got to take it back and get in trouble for it.
Right? That's
Wait,
exactly right.
Hold on. This is what the note said. Sorry, I've been drunk. Merry Christmas. You a good man. I think he's still drunk. You a good man.
You a good man. Didn't mean to steal these mandolins.
I was drunk and I decided to steal them and shove them in my coat.
Mandolins, of all things you'd shove in your coat. Okay.
I mean, they're small enough, at least.
Are they worth that? Yeah. I guess they're probably worth a pretty penny.
I guess. I don't know much about mandolins. I think they're cool, though, but I don't know much about them.
And finally, it looks like, I don't know if you heard or not, boxing champion Anthony Joshua, he was in a car wreck that was in Nigeria. And if you don't know who he is our favorite boxer because he knocked out Jake Paul.
Okay, and don't broke be a hater of Jake Paul. Come on. Broke his jaw in two places, by the way.
He smoked him. But yeah, a couple people died in that car wreck. It's not a good situation.
In Nigeria, right?
Correct. It was in Nigeria.
Yep. It was in Nigeria. Apparently, it's a road that's known for being very dangerous in Nigeria. Where this occurred.
I feel like a lot of roads in Nigeria would be dangerous.
Yeah, I think
you would think.
Or washed out, or is there even asphalt? I don't know. I've not been to Nigeria, but that's too bad. We don't like to see that kind of thing happen. All right, thanks, guys. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Mark Cox.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.